Editor's note. This week, we'll take a look back at some of our most read stories for 2023. A group of about 30 Street Teresa's talented students dance and sing along to Elvis Presley's surprise remix hit a little less conversation. Led by a top-notch school band with drummer Cassius Fox kicking things off with the opening fill, the temperature in the school auditorium gradually heats up as the troupe ensures the song's energy pervades. Even on this cool spring day, the warmth and camaraderie as well as the dedication observed in this place tells a casual observer that this group's upcoming musical review will be a special one. Called Hooked on a Feelin', the musical review runs over 3 nights in April, covering the music of the 70s era. From Led Zeppelin to the Doobie Brothers, teachers Andrew Irvine, Sean May and Shauna Skenia have crafted a musical extravaganza that's sure to please those who enjoyed the genre growing up along with others who have since rediscovered some of these feel-good gems. Shauna and I grew up in the 70s, so that's why we thought of this theme. May explains during a recent visit to the Midland School. I've always loved the 70s and the 70s had some great music. The kids seem to like it too. This latest review features about 100 students, split between vocalists, dancers, musicians and a technical crew. There are also other teachers helping out as well, including Heather Spence, who takes care of the costume design, hair and makeup side of things. May also recognizes the hard work and dedication of all students involved in the show, including Ella Howard and Lily Rankin, who took on the major responsibility of choreographing the show. It looks like a professionally choreographed dance troupe, May says. It's a real tribute to their hard work. Howard, who's in grade 12 and has been dancing competitively from a young age, says being involved with leading the choreography combines her love of dance with her leadership skills. Grade 12 student Andrew Jones is excited to be again returning as a vocalist for what will be his final show. It's a lot of hard work, but it's all coming together, Jones says. We have long rehearsals, but we're all doing it together. There's a good sense of community. Grade 10 student McKenna Mayer says she always wanted to be in high school theater and happily got involved once she arrived at St. Teresa's. I knew I wanted to do this, says Mayer, who particularly enjoys the Queen medley featured in the show. Sebastian Manzone is also in his final year at the Midland School and plays electric bass in the upcoming show. I've been involved in music all 4 years, even through COVID, Manzone says. I love all the people because they're so easygoing. Last year, the school presented a musical review after 2 years away from the spotlight due to the COVID pandemic. The powerhouse directing, producing trio of Skenia, Irvine and May, who were behind last year's successful Bringin' It Back production, knew they wanted to keep everyone motivated and inspired to perform. Irvine says it was important to continue building on that momentum since many of the students involved in last year's show remain at the school. He was also excited to work with May and Skenia again. There's a great camaraderie between the three of us, Irvine says. We have skill sets that work well together, we all know what it takes to get to the final stage. Over the past 20 years, Irvine, May and Skenia have worked together as co-directors, co-writers and co-producers to stage numerous musical reviews dedicated to a specific time period, which have proven popular with not only students and staff at the Midland High School, but also with area residents. Adds Skenia. We don't have a script for any of these shows. It's just the three of us sitting down and figuring out what we want to do as a show. And, perhaps, in a bittersweet way, this production serves as a fitting send-off with a dose of thanks and appreciation for May's hard work on past musical reviews. The school's popular music teacher retires next year, so this marks his last full-scale production. This is it, May says, noting Irvine was actually a student during one of the first musical reviews he helped present, The Last Hurrah. But May says he knows that Irvine will continue the good work he and Skenia created over the years before their younger colleague joined them as a collaborator. He's taking over and the shows have just kept getting bigger and bigger, May says as he reflects on the productions they've staged together over the years. It's been great seeing who we've had walking down the halls of St. T's. We've had so much talent. You get the thrill of it all and it becomes addictive. I've enjoyed it. I was given the stage when I was in high school and that changed my life. Hooked on a Feelin' comes to the St. Teresa's stage April 19 to 22 with the curtain rising at 7 p.m. There is also a matinee on April 22 at 1 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students. For more details, call 705-526-1311.